The structure of the opening parak of this week's parsha seems a little bit complicated. The parak opens up with a dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the parak breaks to record the lineage of the Jewish people, or of Moshe and Aaron. And then it returns to continue the dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu. The obvious question is, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu structure the psukim in a way where a conversation is split in the middle to format a family tree for us? Then responding to this question, Rav Nissen Alpert writes that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu a great lesson here. And in that lesson to Moshe Rabbeinu, there's really a lesson for all of us. Rav Nissen Alpert explains that the message that is being communicated to Moshe Rabbeinu here is that in order for you to be able to lead the people, you have to become their leader. You want to know how you do that, how you become their leader? Look at the opening pasuk of this middle section. Eilat Rashe Beis Avosam. These are the heads of their father's houses. You want to know how you become their leader? In order for you to become their leader, they have to make you their leader. And in order for them to be able to receive you as their leader, they have to understand who they are. So tell them, Eile Rashe Beis Avosam. Do you know how great you are? Do you know where you come from? Do you understand the Mesiras Nefesh of the people that came before you? Of everything that they did to dedicate themselves to a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mission? And I've said many times, whether or not you think you're a person of Yichus, if you're here as part of Klal Yisrael today in 2018, Tavshin Ayin Tet, it's because you had ancestors before you who were a Moser Nefesh to keep Yiddishkeit one way or another, physically, spiritually. It has to be with everything that Klal Yisrael has been through. People, you are part of a long line of a Mesorah, of people who have committed themselves to Hashem's Torah and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mission. And you've been chosen to be part of that line. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, when they understand who they are, when they understand the chain that they belong to, when they understand the chashivas that exist within themselves, then they'll be able to accept you and make you their leader. Sometimes, in order to grow, in order to be able to move myself forward, in order to accept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending me things in my life to help me become more, I have to know who I am. I have to know what I'm part of. I have to know the broader mission that I'm connected to. And only then, really, can I accept the direction and accept where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to push me to go. May we all be blessed with that clarity. Good Shabbat.